Now we're going to head farther east, way farther. Rachel Jones is a former NPR reporter. She is currently on sabbatical in Kenya, where people are paying an unusual amount of attention to the American transfer of power. She joins us now by phone from Nairobi. Rachel, how are you?
I'm doing well.
You helped organize an event there in your adopted city of Nairobi yesterday. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, it was a group of largely American expats, folks who are here for various religious or evangelical reasons, or also working for NGOs and academia. And we wanted to talk about what the election meant to African Americans and to try to bridge the gap of knowledge and understanding between Africans and African Americans, especially in this sort of heightened atmosphere here in Kenya, where President Obama's father was born in the western part of the country.
I want to talk about that a little bit more, because we have seen video from Kogelo, the village where Obama's father was born. There was great jubilation and dancing, and people were wearing shirts and other kinds of clothing with likenesses of Obama on them. My question to you, though, is this: what kind of connection do the people there really feel towards Obama, the son? I mean, for villagers, is having the name enough to claim Obama as a native son?
Well, interestingly enough, there is a sort of a split in feeling between folks over in the western part of the country and certainly near the village where his father was born and folks in Nairobi. I think there's a much more, sanguine approach to the connection in Nairobi than there might be the sort of jubilant atmosphere out west. But I think across the board, there is a sense that this is an amazing event and that there is a Kenyan connection. I mean, there's no disputing or denying the fact that his father was born in their country. And so they take the claim as the first African nation to either directly or indirectly produce an American president. So it's just a matter of degrees, I guess, the level of jubilation. But there's a sense of pride throughout the country.
Do you get a feeling, Rachel, that there is a sense that there will be a better relationship between Africa, particularly Kenya and the United States, as a result of Obama's connection there?
There is a lot of discussion about that around the continent, and I think that's tempered with a lot of caution that people are saying, you know, this man was elected president of the United States, not Kenya and not of Africa. So there's a measure of trying to keep a balance there. But in moments of jubilation, there is a sense that this is going to mean a great deal, not only for Africa, but certainly for Kenya. There's a perception that there will be a sense of considering what's going on in African nations, and actually people expecting direct help. So I think that's certainly something that in the first 100 days and certainly in the first 6 months will get sorted out, and people have much more realistic expectation. But people looked at things like Susan Rice being named UN ambassador as a good sign, a good first sign along those lines.
Really quickly, in 10 seconds or less, better than Bush, the relationship, are they expecting it to be with Obama?
I don't think there's anywhere to go but up from there.
Thank you.
Rachel, all across the continent.
Thank you very much. That was Rachel Jones. She is an independent journalist and a Knight Health Fellow with the International Center for Journalists based in Nairobi, Kenya.